It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Casper and Dekkerhoff have scorching hot takes. Twisting your mind with Pat Celtics and Bates. They'll also talk socks and out-of-town fakes. Just call them up on this Saturday. Casper
and Dekkerhoff.
Casper
and Dekkerhoff.
Just call them up on this Saturday.
Dekkerhoff. Toe meets leather as we kick off the first ever Gasper and Dekkerhoff here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. He is Chris Gasper. I am Gene Dekkerhoff, the voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Florida State Seminoles, of which I know you were a fan, Chris. But I did not travel all the way from Tallahassee today to talk about the Garnet and Gold. No, I am here to talk with you and the fine people of New England about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Fire the cannons. Bucks are back in the NFC Championship game for the first time since the championship season of 2002. The excitement is palatable, Chris. Tom Brady's the man. The Bucks are the team. Bucks win. Bucks win.
Well, Gene, it's great to have you here. You called many of the best moments of my childhood. You also called the Jerry Thomas wide right field goal in 1991, where I went into my bathroom and cried for 20 minutes, so I'm not sure how I feel about seeing you right now.
There have been many ups and downs for the Garnet and Gold since I first started calling Seminoles men's basketball back in 1974. We have seen some of the ups with the likes of Charlie Ward and Bobby Bowden and Jimbo Fisher, as you well know, and of course the championship season with Jameis Winston to Kelvin Benjamin just a couple of years ago.
It warms my heart, yeah.
Touchdown Florida State! But we can get into some of that if you would like, Chris, but I would like to get your opinion. As the Bucks win, Bucks win. How the Buccaneers can be victorious tomorrow in the NFC Championship game against the Green Bay Packers. I think I'm going to be needing to call the names of certain players, role players, if you will, who have had an impact in the first couple of playoff wins for the Buccaneers. Names such as Tyler Johnson, Scotty Miller, Mike Edwards, even Aaron Stinney, all stepping up and making huge plays when needed for the Buccaneers, so I can yell out, Bucks win, fire the cannons.
Well, Gene, I think you're onto something there. I mean, I think, you know, actually in a weird way, I think it will help the Buccaneers not having Antonio Brown against this Mike Pettine defense. I know that sounds maybe counterintuitive, but I like what I've seen from Tyler Johnson and Scotty Miller, and I think it sort of has Tom Brady revert back to what he was in New England before you got to see him this year with the 40 touchdown passes, where they always used to say, who's Tom Brady's favorite receiver? The open receiver. So I think that could work well against Green Bay. I also think Rob Gronkowski is going to need a big game, just like he had against the Packers the first time when he had 5 catches for 78 yards and a score.
I understand the phone number here for this very fine radio station. I've been broadcasting again since 1974 when I first got in with the Florida State Seminoles, calling men's basketball for the Garnet and Gold, and of course been lucky enough to call many a season for the Florida State men's football team. It's been an honor to be down in Tallahassee calling it, but I've also been part of the Buccaneers operation. But this is my first time getting an opportunity to do a sports talk radio show with Chris Gasper, formerly the Boston Globe. My understanding is you do TV on local Channel 5. Is that correct?
That is correct, Gene. Yes, they do some local television.
They tell me here the phone number is 617-779-0985 if you'd like to get on the debut show here of Gasper and Deckerhoff, Gene Deckerhoff in with Chris Gasper up until 2 p.m. 617-779-0985. We're going to be talking about our Buccaneers. Bucks win. Fire the cannons. And how the Buccaneers can be victorious in Green Bay tomorrow. Chris, your opinion. I am of the belief that too much has been made about the weather tomorrow in Green Bay. Around 28 degrees is my understanding. And, of course, the Buccaneers were inside climate-controlled temperature in New Orleans last Sunday in the divisional round, but they will be in Green Bay to face the cold tomorrow. A lot has been made about Tampa Bay having to go into these elements and that they will not be favored in these elements. But I can tell you, having called the 2002 NFC Championship game in Philadelphia, where it felt like sub 30 degrees that day, and I can tell you, looking it up here on the internet, I can Google it, 27 degrees when Tone met Leather for kickoff in the NFC Championship game in 2002 against Philadelphia. So I am of the belief that this will not be that big of a deal for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tomorrow, and I will be yelling out, Bucks win, Bucks win.
Well, Gene, I mean, I think certainly Tom Brady has a track record as a inclement weather quarterback. He's been very good in the cold and very good in the snow, but traditionally the Bucks have not been very good or very cold in the snow. I know you're referencing that NFC Championship game, but that was so long ago. We'll see. You know, I think, again, if you're winning, you know, it feels a little warmer than it is out there. But if you're losing, if you get down and things are not looking good, suddenly it feels 10 degrees colder. So I think the weather could be a factor in this one.
This has been an MVP caliber season for Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback, the signal caller on the other side of the field for the Green Bay Packers. Some of the numbers obviously benefit him. He has had, an MVP caliber career and an MVP caliber season. He is going to be he is the front runner right now to win that award. But I will say, it is my belief, and I might be a little bit biased as I call these Buccaneers games. If it is a close game entering the fourth quarter in Green Bay, and especially if the Buccaneers have the lead, I give the advantage to Tom Brady. Tom Brady, 9 fourth quarter comebacks in the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers, 12 wins in his entire career.
Wow, that's a great stat, Gene. Yeah, I would have to agree with
you. I do my
there.
Homework as a broadcaster. Yeah,
I can tell. Yes, I'm very impressed. Man, you have golden pipes, too, I have to say. Those pipes, they really age well, Gene.
Well, many may not know, but I have also voiced I've been the PA announcer for EA Sports, Madden NFL, NCAA football, and arena football video games as well. See, even though you might not be familiar with Seminoles basketball, Seminoles football, and the call of Bucks wins, you may have heard me on your video games before if you were a younger person.
I have a question. Have you and Jerry Jones ever been in the same room together?
I have. I've had the pleasure of meeting Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. He has often had younger women around him.
Okay.
And he has been known to yell out, whores win, whores win. Whereas I would like to yell out, Bucks win, let's fire the cannons. He also, too, I will tell you, Chris, now, I don't mean to work a little bit blue here. I have heard him say he has fired the cannons, too. But he means that in a different way. When I've been around Jerry Jones, cracking you up here too. You know, here I am just trying to do a radio show. I didn't mean to work blue and have you turn red faced over there, Chris.
It's okay, Gene. It's worth it. Good stuff.
Gasper and Deckerhoff here on 98.5 Sports Hub. We're going to be talking Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I am hoping to yell out, Bucks win, fire the cannons tomorrow in Green Bay. 617-779-0985. We'll go to Patrick in his automobile. Hello, Patrick. You're on with Gasper and Deckerhoff.
Hey, how's it going? So I think the two biggest keys to the game for Tampa Bay is obviously I think they've got an established run game because last time they played them, they killed them on the run. And then two, I think, not really a key, but obviously I think if they get out to a lead early, Aaron Rodgers kind of poops his pants when he has to do a hurry up.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's interesting in terms of Aaron Rodgers and the hurry up. I mean, you would think – you really don't want Aaron Rodgers to throw the football. You know, you want to make the Packers try and run. And that Matt LaFleur offense is built a lot on play action. But, yeah, I mean, I think, look, the pressure in this game definitely shifts to the Packers, I think. If they're trailing, they're at home. They've been in the title game now. This is the fourth time in 7 years, but they haven't gone since 2010. They've lost these title games. I think there's a little bit of pressure there. Also, Aaron Rodgers is 37. He's having an MVP season. This might be his last best chance to win another Super Bowl and get out of sort of the one Super Bowl club.
I have been under the impression that Bolt Byron Leftwich, the offensive coordinator of our Tampa Bay Buccaneers, along with Bruce Arians, should try to establish the run against Green Bay. They have been porous against the run. They are tied for 21st in opponent yards per carry this season. I would like to see a lot of Leonard Fournette and also of Ronald Jones tomorrow. And I'd like to see that Bucs game try to establish the run, establish the pace, and still, I understand from a national standpoint, for a lot of people, this is going to be a chess match featuring two elite signal callers who excel at protecting the football and are Tom Brady. Tom Brady's the man. Aaron Rodgers on the other side. He is the presumptive MVP. But for the Bucs to win, for me to yell out, Bucs win, Bucs win, I need to see the Buccaneers establish the run tomorrow, Chris.
I think you're right, and it sort of harkens back to Brady's days in New England, Gene, because the reality is a lot of times when they played Peyton Manning, the defense and the game plan, you know, the offensive game plan, the defensive game plan, they married together, and the idea was to limit the opportunities, the possessions that Peyton Manning had. Well, if you run the football and you win time of possession, then if you can limit some possessions for Aaron Rodgers, that helps out your defense. Obviously, the Bucs defense, the only defense this year to hold Aaron Rodgers without a touchdown pass. And in that first meeting that you called the 38-10 victory for the Bucs, he also threw two interceptions, including a pick six. That's something he doesn't do very often in his career.
Let's relive some Florida State moments. I know you understand you were a fan of the Garnet and Gold, and we have given you some good moments throughout my storied career in calling these. Were you a fan of Ward to Dunn in 1993, Chris?
Oh, yes. In fact, I remember being at a BU Northern Iowa playoff game with my dad, and this was Kurt Warner, actually, and Dedrick Ward were on Northern Iowa, and this was the kid, I think it was Robert Doherty, was the quarterback for BU, and the game was great. It went to overtime, very exciting, but I kept pestering my dad to tell me if Florida State was beating Florida, and that was a great game that Warrick Dunn had against the Gators in the Swamp.
Charlie Ward, 79-yard catch and run, touchdown toss to Warrick Dunn in the Swamp. One of the great plays in FSU history. Florida State wins! Touchdown, Florida State! It was a pleasure to call that day. It is Gasper and Deckerhoff. I am Gene Deckerhoff, the voice of Florida State Seminoles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Bucs win! Here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, you'd like to join the show, 617-779-0985.
Gasper and Murray, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
It obviously sucks for Antonio. We all wish he could be out there with us, and other guys are gonna have to step up and do a job. So, you know, we wish everybody could play. We're, you know, lost a few guys over the course of the season. So it's a great game to play in. You want everyone to play in this game. We're gonna have to figure out a way to win regardless.
That is Tom Brady. He's the man. The Bucs are the team. They're off to the NFC Championship game without wide receiver Antonio Brown. That's who Brady's talking about there. As the GOAT gets on the boat and will be sailing out to Green Bay. This is Gasper and Deckerhoff here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Chris Gasper, I'm Gene Deckerhoff, the voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are in the NFC Championship game tomorrow. Antonio Brown's status, he was looked at as a game-time decision by head coach Bruce Arians, Chris. And now he has been ruled out with the knee injury that he sustained in New Orleans last Sunday in the divisional round. Still plenty of weapons for the GOAT, Tom Brady, whether it's Tyler Johnson, Scotty Miller, Chris Godwin, Rob Gronkowski, Mike Evans, and Cameron Brate.
Yeah, they still have plenty of weapons, Gene, no question about it. We've seen the young receivers, Scotty Miller and Tyler Johnson, step up. They'll have to do that again. And I think the Bucs need a big game from Mike Evans. I mean, we all know how much he's struggled against Marshawn Lattimore. He just had the one catch last week. Granted, it was for a touchdown, but I think that with Antonio Brown out, you need Mike Evans and Rob Gronkowski to step up. As I mentioned, Gronk had a big game in the first matchup against the Packers, and you know, I think that's sort of a nightmare, Gene. I don't know how familiar you are with the good people here in New England, but that's a nightmare scenario for them, is if Brady and Gronkowski playing well and winning this game. I think they, frankly, would like to see both guys taken out on a stretcher.
Fill me in there, Chris, because I am, of course, down in Tallahassee, and when I travel from Tallahassee doing Florida State games, when I go to Tampa to Raymond James Stadium to call Bucks wins, I am not familiar with how the fans feel. You mean to tell me that fans are not rooting for the GOAT, Tom Brady?
I think some of them are. Some of them are, but I think there's a very vocal minority, Gene, that would really like to see him lose this game badly, perhaps maybe see his career end in this game. People pretty upset. I think they feel that somehow this diminishes the Patriots dynasty, Tom Brady having success somewhere else. I don't know if you're familiar with this area, Gene, how much time you spent up here. I know you were up here to call some BC games, including BC's inaugural game in the ACC when Florida State beat them. I was at that one, too. But, you know, people here are very passionate about their sports, but sometimes a little parochial. We're big believers in laundry logic here, Gene.
Do they have a term for fans like this? Is there any hosts around here that maybe have a term for these kind
of
things?
Yeah, you know, this guy I used to work with, he actually got fired. He put something in the ceiling here, and they had to get rid of him. He was very popular. He did a lot of bits and stuff. People really liked him. He was pretty high maintenance, though. But anyways, that guy, you know, he used to call them, diaper-filled babies, Gene.
I understand that. That is something I've had to deal with as I've become an older gentleman. I occasionally, as I travel in my RV, I usually travel from Tallahassee to Tampa, sometimes spend some time down in Jupiter as well. But in my RV, can't make some stops sometimes. I have been a man who has had a full diaper, but not as a sports fan. No, I just want to cheer Bucks victories, Bucks win. Chris in Brighton, you're up here with Gasper and Deckerhoff on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, fellas. I just wanted to talk about Chris Godwin. I feel like the guy didn't drop a single pass all year. He had, you know, the best hands in football, but now he's crapping his pants out there, and I'm wondering how long it's going to take before he gets out of Brady's circle of trust. He could be a huge weapon, I think, in this game, but if he drops the ball early, is Brady just not going to look his way, or what?
I think it's more like a Julian Edelman situation. You know, Edelman always drops a bunch of passes. I think he led the league in drops last year. But Brady goes back to him because he knows the guy can make plays. Obviously, it was, you know, for those people, Gene, trying to sort of discredit the performance that Brady had against the against the Saints last week. Chris Godwin could have caught that touchdown. I thought there was one that Gronk could have caught in the end zone. So there were a couple of touchdowns there that maybe Tom Brady could have thrown that they didn't get. I know Godwin earlier in the year had the broken finger, had to play through that. It seems like he's body catching a little bit, but I don't see Brady staring away from Godwin. You know, I don't see him losing confidence because of a couple drops.
That was an astute observation by that caller, though. He is correct that Chris Godwin, who is one of the more sure-handed receivers for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this season, I can tell you because I've been calling the games all season long, have for over the last 20-plus years. Chris Godwin had only 5 drops during the 2020 campaign. He had 5 alone against Washington football team and a few last week that were very costly. I will say he reminds me, in watching Tom Brady, knowing about Tom Brady's career, about another formerly shorthanded receiver until Tom Brady needed him, and that would be, number 83 for New England Patriots?
Wes Welker.
Wes Welker, yes.
Yes, he reminds you of Welker. Interesting. So you think he's one of those guys, because see, Wes Welker, Gene, here sort of has this reputation of coming up small in the biggest games, and you know, you might remember back the 2011 season, that Super Bowl, there was a catch he could have made that he didn't make, and of course NFL films showed guys like Vince Wilfork and other guys on the bench basically putting their head in their hands the same way I do when anybody mentions Aaron Gordon on the Celtics.
And I recall the following year, AFC Championship game with the Baltimore Ravens came into Gillette Stadium here in New England. There was another crucial drop on a third down by Wes Welker. He was, I like to be kind. I try to be fair to all the players. They're putting their blood, sweat, and tears there out in the field, but he was a
failure waiting to happen was Wes Welker towards the end of his tenure here.
That's strong, Gene. That's strong. But I admire your opinion. I know sometimes it's hard. We have a play-by-play guy here who's excellent. Name is Bob Soucy.
I'm familiar with Bob.
He does a great job. But he doesn't seem to be as opinionated as you are. So I really admire the fact that you are expressing your opinions in this manner.
Well, I like to leave it all out there. Does Gene Deckerhoff, the voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 617-779-0985. Gasper and Deckerhoff here on 98.5 of Sports Hub. Will in the car. Hello.
Hey, Gasper, Gene, first time, long time. Listen, Gene, I was a real big fan of the power back. Back in the early 2000s, his name was Mike Allstott, and I was wondering if it would be possible for you to say Allstott up the gut just one last time on the air.
Allstott got right up the middle. Oh, he just got hit in the chops. Oh, Mike Allstott. And, of course, if you had the power with Mike Allstott and you had the speed with Warrick Dunn also, who was a former Florida State Seminole.
Oh, yeah.
It was a joy to watch.
My all-time favorites.
Warrick Dunn, that little scat back that they had with the Florida State Seminole.
I actually got a chance. I know you know him well, Gene, but I got a chance to meet him back at the 2008 Super Bowl that was in Tampa between the Cardinals and the Steelers. And I got to meet him. It didn't go quite as well as I hoped. I was pretty drunk at the Maxim party, but I did get to meet Warrick Dunn, which was one of the highlights of my life.
Rocco in Somerville, next here on Gasper and Deckerhoff on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Gee, what's up, brother?
Hello, Rocco.
Doing? Raise the flag, baby.
Let's fire the cannons. Up.
Exactly, baby. Listen, so I got two points, right, in offense. I've been watching a lot of Buccaneers games all season, and they get a total of slow starts. They can't get to no slow starts, bro. Like, they can't be punting the first possession. They got to put points up in the board because they're like, you know what I mean? They're always down the second half. They always come back in the second half, and I don't want that against Aaron Rodgers. And second, for defense, Dominican Sue has to set the point, man. Dominican Sue has to be like, you know, I don't care if it's like a personal foul, but he needs to be like a tone setter. If you remember that first game in week 6, Dominican Sue was talking trash to Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers kind of lost it, and that's when he threw those two interceptions. Let's go, Bucks. Fire the cannons. Gee, let's go, baby. Brady.
Go, Bucks. Go, Rocco. Fire the cannons. Oh, I can't wait to say Bucks win. Do you think Dominican Sue can be a factor against Aaron Rodgers and getting him off his spot tomorrow in Green Bay?
I do, Gene. You know, he's a big-time pass rusher. He's really a difficult guy, I think, to handle in there. But I think getting Vita Vea back is big for the Bucs. They had the best run defense in the NFL, and then they put up some absurd numbers on top of that when he was in there. Again, Matt LaFleur and the Packers, a lot of what they want to do offensively, even with Aaron Rodgers, it's based off of play action. It's based off of having success in the run game. It's based off of making you respect the run game. In the first matchup between these teams, the Buccaneers did a very good job, I thought, of sort of slowing down that run game. And if they can do that again, you know, I know it sounds sort of antithetical with Aaron Rodgers passing, but if they can do that again and make them one-dimensional and take away the play-action stuff, then I think they have a chance.
We'll take more of your calls on the Buccaneers as they get ready for the NFC Championship game against the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay at 617-779-0985. This is Gasper and Deckerhoff on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey, Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
We've got Boston sports covered, coming and going. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, Bruce, it's obviously a little colder up here than it is down in Southwest Florida. I'm curious, is there anything you're doing differently this week to prepare for the cold up here? And how much of an obstacle do you see that?
I don't really consider 28 degrees cold. I grew up in the north. We got a lot of guys that played in Green Bay and played in colleges up north. The weather won't affect the ball game, I don't think, at all.
That's Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians talking about the weather ahead of tomorrow's NFC Championship game. Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field, the frozen tundra, Chris. And I think too much has been made about the weather. It is Gasper and Deckerhoff. I'm Gene Deckerhoff, voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Florida State Seminoles as well. Voice of the Buccaneers. I will be in Lambeau tomorrow. You may ask yourself, how have I traveled all the way from Tallahassee up here to Boston and then getting from Boston to Green Bay? Of course, everybody knows we're all going to be on that pirate ship. Shit out to Green Bay tomorrow, Chris. Bucks win.
Oh, it's true, Gene. You're dead right. I mean, it's definitely going to be really exciting. Everybody's on the gravy Brady, train right
That's
now,
right.
or the gravy boat, as some of us have taken to calling it. So yeah, it's all gravy from here. Again, I don't know if you watched the show Succession. The guy that I used to do this show with, he got me into that show. Actually, he's gotten me into like several shows, and then he bails on them. But he hasn't bailed on this one yet. Anyways, you know, the daughter, Shiv Roy, she says, you know, at one point they're at Argestes, this conference, and she says, it's all gravy, baby. I think she said it well. I think it's all gravy, baby, for the Bucks.
I think she said it well. I agree completely. Before we go back to the calls, it's 617-779-0985. Chris, just for levity's sake, for a little bit of laughs, you want to hear a little joke I like telling on the broadcast booth at Raymond
sure.
James Stadium?
Sure, Gene.
What do you say to the guy who's hard of hearing?
I don't know. What?
Open up your Buccaneers. Golly, gee, that always gets them.
Yeah.
617-779-0985. Steve and Fall River, you're next here on Casper. Gasper and Deckerhoff. Hello.
Hello. Good to speak with you. I want to be the voice of the majority of fans that are rooting for Brady. Chris gave a big shout out and overemphasized this vocal minority. This vocal minority is cynical. This vocal minority thinks Tom Brady was petulant last year and he didn't help the receivers progress because he didn't want to work with them, and he's the reason they didn't do well last year and got bounced out of the playoffs. Now we watch this year, as the Patriots can't do anything, all of a sudden it's the cast of characters around them. Tom Brady, Chris Gasper wrote an article actually memorializing this, Chris. You
okay.
wrote it a few weeks ago that the Brady Belichick contest was a win for Brady.
It is.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
When did you come to that realization? You didn't just come to that realization when you wrote that article, did you?
No, I didn't. I mean, but I think what's changed is before it was a theoretical debate, and now we have empirical evidence stretching to really just the team winning 11 games and making the playoffs, but then winning that playoff game obviously was huge. But now we have sort of empirical evidence of Tom Brady with another team, and it looks pretty similar to what it looked like in New England. So, you know, now before, when I was saying I thought Brady was, you know, had the edge on the platform, he got the top platform on the medal stand of history. That was just my opinion. It was all theoretical. Now I feel like we have some actual evidence.
I let him go, Chris. No, my apologies. I understand I'm new to the area, but there was only so much of that horrible accent that my Buccaneers could take. Mike and Woburn, you are next here on Gasper and Deckerhoff. Hello, Mike.
Gene, how are you?
Very good.
Gene, I heard that comment from your coach, and I just wanted to ask you what your confidence level is in the 300 pounds of Naki in a scally cap this weekend. Because I think his comments about just letting Brady coach, I think we're a little concerning, because he's been quick to throw Brady under the bus when things don't go well. But, you know, he seems to, when Brady's doing well, he seems like, oh, yeah, everything's great. You know, everything's great. But I think that the Bucs are better off with a barrel of salt pork from that pirate ship coaching this team for a football battalion going into this weekend. What are your thoughts, Chief?
Well, I have to say, Mike, working for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I have the utmost confidence in Bruce Arians. I can understand why those would be rattled and their confidence would be shaken, Chris, considering that the last time that Bruce Arians had coached in this particular game, the NFC Championship game in 2015, it was a blowout at the hands of the Carolina Panthers, the eventual NFC champion, who lost in Super Bowl 50 to the Denver Broncos. It was not a good day for Bruce Arians that day.
Six turnovers, Gene, for Carson Palmer. And I think, you know, if you believe in Bruce Arians, the difference between that time and tomorrow is Tom Brady. And Bruce Arians has talked about this, the idea that Tom Brady has been a big part of them cutting back on their turnovers. You remember Jameis Winston. I feel bad for you. You know, Jameis,
40 touchdowns as a true freshman.
Yeah, he was great for Florida State. But, you know, last year the 35 turnovers really did in the Bucs. This year, you know, Brady only 13, and the Buccaneers had a franchise low 17. So I think that's sort of the difference. You know, there's a guy here. He has his own website. It's very successful. He knows a lot about football. He's kind of like a football scientist. You probably haven't heard of him. His name is Greg Bedard. But he feels that basically the run that the Buccaneers have made this year with Brady to the NFC title game is not that big a deal, because Arians did it with Carson Palmer, who, as I just mentioned, was so bad in that NFC championship game. Six turnovers. Now, six, Gene.
I may be biased as the voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but I can tell you that Tom Brady coming in, Tom Brady, the GOAT, he's the man. Bucks are the team. Bucks win. He has made such his presence alone has meant so much to that team, whether it's offensive players like Mike Evans or someone like a Levante David, a linebacker on the defensive side of the ball. He has made such a difference in that locker room, Chris, just from his mere presence. I feel like some of these younger players are in awe of the GOAT and how much he has won. And for that they have put more effort in. They are more dialed in, and I saw that last week in the divisional round in the win over New Orleans.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, Gina, you know, it's sort of like when Charlie Ward emerged, you know, for Florida State back in 92 and 93. There was just, you know, when Charlie was on the field in the fast break offense, you just felt like you always had a chance because you had Charlie, and it's very similar with Tom Brady.
He may be my favorite of all the players I got to watch in all these games that I've called over the years. Charlie Ward, a multiple sport athlete, very talented. Of course, didn't work out all that well in the NFL, but Charlie Ward, he always will have a special place in my heart. And my heart, of course, is colored garnet and gold, as yours is as well, Chris.
Yes, it definitely is. In fact, I'm so impressed, Gene, that you can do this show, and still you're going to call Clemson, Florida State at the Donald L. Tucker Center at 3 p.m.
I am a multi-talented broadcaster. I put in the effort. Sometimes younger broadcasters ask me, Gene, when they come up to me and say, ask me, Gene Deckerhoff, how can I be a broadcaster? And I always tell them it is a seven-day-a-week job. You have to do your homework. You have to be plugged in, dialed in. You got to make sure that you can get to where you need to be, and I will be there later today after I wrap up this very program with my friend Chris Gaff.
That's very impressive. Well, let me borrow your time machine or your machine that allows you to just beam yourself to the game, because I definitely would like to use that, Gene.
We call that the Gene Machine. We'll go to Patrick and Quincy, who wants to talk about the man, Tom Brady. You're next here on Gasper and Deckerhoff. Hello, Patrick.
Gene, I just wanted to say quick, Gene, I woke up like COVID depressed this morning. In the past hour, you have made me laugh a really lot, so I appreciate it. I just want to ask Gasper and Gene, do you think Tom Brady has an edge over the kind of inexperienced Packers coaches? I hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Patrick.
Well, I mean, Tom Brady's seen it all in his career, but I wouldn't say their coaches are inexperienced. I mean, Mike Pettine's been around for a long time, was a head coach in Cleveland, you know, defensive coordinator, obviously with the Jets, with Rex Ryan, and they gave Tom Brady some problems, you know, early in that stint there with the Jets. So I think that Green Bay's defense is sort of the untold story of this game. They're playing really, really well right now. Za'Darius Smith, they can get after the quarterback. They can get to the quarterback. They're on a seven-game winning streak, and during the last five of those games, they haven't allowed even 20 points in any of those games. So their defense is playing really, really well. You know, as much as we talk about it being Brady versus Rodgers, it's really not. You know, it's Brady versus a good Green Bay defense, and it's Rodgers versus the Bucks defense. So this could be a little bit of a tractor pull.
Chris, I feel like I'd be derelict in my duties if we didn't talk a bit about the AFC Championship game. You know, the two teams representing the AFC tomorrow. We have the Buffalo Bills at the Kansas City Chiefs. Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship game for the first time since 1993. I remember some of the great Seminoles teams that I got to call back in 1993, going back about 25 some odd years. But
those were the good old days.
Talk to me about the AFC Championship game and how you feel that this game plays out. Who will be representing the AFC in the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay?
I mean, I think it's Kansas City. Obviously, they're at home. We know Patrick Mahomes is going to play. These teams met earlier in the season. Mahomes had a really good game. He was 20 of 26. Conversely, Josh Allen played a game where he looked like the old Josh Allen. He was only 14 of 27. He threw a pick. I just feel like Buffalo will be feeling the pressure more than Kansas City. I think Josh Allen might come out and try and play some hero ball. He's been really, really good. I mean, it's look, you know, I'm maybe one of the last holdouts on Josh Allen. I don't think that this is who he is completely yet. I don't think we can say that this is completely who he is. I think he's had a great season. I'm not 100% convinced that he has now elevated himself to the upper echelon of quarterbacks. And I think when push comes to shove, the old Josh Allen is going to rear his head.
But for Patrick Mahomes, I feel like maybe not enough has been made about this turf toe. Can Mahomes be as electric and electrifying offensively with the busted toe tomorrow afternoon?
Well, the other thing is, I believe Kansas City is going to get back Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who had a career-high 162 yards rushing in that meeting during the regular season. So maybe Mahomes won't have to do as much if Kansas City can get the run game going, because you know Buffalo is going to line up defensively to try and stop the passing attack. And a linebacker like Matt Milano, BC zone, is a little bit undersized at times. You can run on him a little bit. He's very good in coverage. So I think Kansas City, Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy, who should have a head coaching job here, you know, I think that they need to fire up that run game and take a little bit of the pressure off of Patrick Mahomes.
And I am backing the Kansas City Chiefs tomorrow. I feel like they are they look dynastic. This could be the team that could be problematic for the NFL for years to come. In fact, even if the Bucs win tomorrow, and I feel like the Bucs will win in Green Bay, they will be a problem for Tom Brady and the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. And to look at the Bills, Chris, I can't ignore the fact that Buffalo has been outgained by a grand total of 195 yards in their two playoff wins. They've had missed field goals, failed fourth down attempts, and an unsuccessful 2-point conversion. Suffered on behalf of the opposition when you have a Bills squad that's been, I feel like, extremely lucky in their two wins in this postseason. People want to talk about, I know locally you have a Dan Shaughnessy, the known columnist of the Boston Globe who you used to work with, say that Tom Brady, the man, has been lucky. I feel the Buffalo Bills have been lucky in their playoff wins.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Buffalo's obviously ahead of schedule, and that's a fervent fan base there. They are a well-coached team. They don't normally beat themselves. So Stephon Diggs led the NFL in receiving yards there, but I think that this is a difficult matchup for them, and I think the moment and the pressure of that is going to crack the Buffalo Bills. You know, they say pressure bust pipes. I think it will bust the Bills.
That's something. I've heard other lines about pipes from my good friend Jerry Jones when I've been in the box, the Dallas Cowboys. I visit with Jerry Jones. He always has young girls around him, and he says, you want to see some pipes burst, come on in after the game, Gene. But I'm a married man. Of course, I have my son Eric, who always tapes all my games as a professional broadcaster. He's been calling these Seminoles games starting in 1974 for the basketball team, the men's basketball team, Florida State Seminoles. I always go back and listen.
Really?
The tapes that Eric made, so I make sure I'm always given the score and making sure I'm not relying on certain crutches that we as broadcasters can tend to do. I always tell young broadcasters, go back and listen to your broadcast, Chris.
That is great advice, Gene. You know, I probably need to do that a little more. That's interesting. So you started in 1974. The guy I worked with before, I think that was the year he was born.
I can't speak to that. That sounds like you may be trying to insult the man that you considered a friend that you used to work with, but
I'm not of the same generation as him, so I had a difficult time relating to him at times, and I know he was born, you know, in the 70s, so I think it was 74, yeah. I mean, that's at least the way it looked to me, Gene.
Chris, can you tell me about some of your favorite plays as growing up wearing that garnet and gold? Were you familiar with the punt rooski from 1988?
Yes, against Clemson. That's right. Yeah. Leroy Butler. Oh, that was a great play. That's when Bobby was a riverboat gambler. You know, I watched that. Gene, it's funny you asked me. I watched that game actually at my late grandmother's house that my parents used to drop me off, and on a Saturday I'd watch some college football. That's when it used to be on CBS, and I remember that game well. Yes, I was very excited. You know, I was very excited watching that game.
That was a play that I recall that Bobby Bowden referred to as the only play better was My Fair Lady. know, as we wrap up here, and the first ever edition of Gasper and Deckerhoff here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Like I said, I came in here with a little bit of, I wanted to have a little bit of fun with you, Chris, as well. I thought we'd wrap up with a segment that I like to call Dipping in the Gene Pool.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's try it, Gene.
Answer, question, 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 answer. Oh, it's time to take a dip into the Gene Pool with Chris Gasper and Gene Deckerhoff on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You have some talented production folks here at 98.5
The Sports. We really do. We really do, Gene.
Yeah. So I thought what I would do to learn a little bit more about you as my co-host here, Chris Gasper, of what is that, WCBB?
Yes, yes, that is correct. It's the ABC affiliate here. Yes,
very good.
Very good programming, including The Bachelor.
I would like to ask you 5 questions to learn a little bit more about you as a person and a personality, Chris. And I call it dipping in the gene pool. See, Gene Deckerhoff here.
Chris, well, that's Gasper. Smart. Yeah. That's, I like the pun, Gene.
Question number 1 for you, Chris Gasper. What's your favorite adulting activity? In other words, do you like to clean, figure out what's for dinner, paying bills, going to work? What's your favorite adulting activity? Fire the cannons, Buck Quinn.
I would say ironing. I like to iron clothes and iron shirts. It's relaxing, and there's nothing better than a crisp, clean shirt.
I was going to say, don't the kids today say you like to look crispy? You like to have crisp corners?
I do.
Sure everything
I
is
do.
Nice and pressed.
Yes, I would say ironing. Also, I'm very big on making the bed. The bed has to be made, need a nice flat surface to lay out the clothes. Yeah.
Chris, question number 2, as we dip in the gene pool, if you could, would you peek into your own future? Bucks win.
I definitely would. Yes, I definitely would like to see my own future. Man, I wish, you know, I think that could help you sort of in your life, just making decisions. Sometimes I'm indecisive on things, and if I could like sort of know it was going to work or not work, man, that would help me a lot, Gene.
What if you could, what if it told you when you were going to die? Doesn't that terrify you?
No, I mean, I feel like I could probably use the time better.
What if the day was coming a few days from now?
Well, that would be really disappointing and sort of depressing, but I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like one of those things. It's become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Do you ever read Oedipus Rex, Gene?
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay.
I just like reading about Florida State Seminoles basketball, Florida State Seminoles football, and, of course, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Because there's this whole sort of time travel conundrum, the idea basically that does it become a self-fulfilling prophecy? Is you see your future, and is it the only reason it's your future? It's because you saw it and then tried to change it, and that's why it exists, or can you actually change it? I think about these things, Gene. Gene, you should watch Interstellar.
Chris, as we dive into the gene pool here, question number 3. My understanding is I heard from your prior co-host, who I understand is very talented man.
Oh, yes, very handsome guy, too.
Talented,
very handsome.
Underpaid, weak chin, big nose. My understanding is that he had told me that you can tend to be frugal. So question number 3, what are some things you're not willing to go cheap on? Q-tips, Kleenex, chocolate, toilet paper.
Oh.
What do you like to spend money on, Chris Gasper? If we dive in the gene pool. Splash!
I would say... Thanks, Gene. I would say I need nice towels. I definitely want to have, like, nice towels. That's something that's important to me. You know, food, obviously. I mean, you know, let's go with the obvious, clothes. I mean, I like to spend on clothes. But the pandemic, I really haven't been doing that. It's like, what's the point? We're all wearing the same thing, and there's no point in buying any more clothes. So, yeah.
Another question for you, Chris Gasper. Have you ever had a near-death experience?
Yes. Early in my career at the Globe, I was working at Boston.com, and on a Sunday, it was very icy, and I was driving from Lynn on Route 1, heading towards Chelsea, and my car, I lost control of the car, and it spun out, and it went across 3 lanes of traffic. I was going completely backwards, facing the wrong way, and then I tried to fix it, and then it went back across the other 3 lanes, and I smacked into the guardrail, and a very nice gentleman drove by in a pickup truck and mouthed to me, "Are you okay?" as he kept going at 60 miles an hour, and I was not okay, as I had to take an ambulance to the hospital.
I don't blame him. Sounds like you drive like a pussy. And final question for Chris Gasper, Channel 5 here from Gene Deckerhoff. Chris, can you give me a prediction for the NFC Championship tomorrow.
Yeah.
Gene, will I be yelling out, butts away and fire the cannons?
You know, I'm a big believer in reverse psychology, Gene, so I'm going to say, no, you won't. I'm going to say Packers 27,
oh, great.
Buccaneers 20.
Golly, gee, hey, you broke my carnet and gold heart.
It's tough times right for there. Florida State, Gene, as you know. I think it could be a tough day for the Bucks.
Well, so concludes the first ever and maybe only ever episode of Deckerhoff, Gasper and Deckerhoff here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And so concludes dipping in the Gene pool. Chris, it was a pleasure, my friend. I'll be calling the game later today for Florida State Seminoles. And, of course, tomorrow in Green Bay, we will be saying, go Bucks, go.
Gene, I'll be listening. I have satellite radio, and I have to say I felt like William Barnum Floyd, your analyst on Florida State football
games. Love William.
This was a real honor.
Of course, you can hear me with down at Raymond James Stadium, Dope Campbell Stadium, Donald L. Tucker Civic Center. I know you'll always be tuning in to Gene Decker giving you the play-by-play of the Seminoles and the Buccaneers. I want to also thank Brian Robb of Boston Sports Journal. Make sure you check out his work on BostonSportsJournal.com. That's going to do it for Gasper and Deckerhoff here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Gasper and Murray. Gasper and Murray. Gasper and Murray. Gasper and Murray. On 98.5, The Sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150. Win or lose, bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
From the Town Fair Tire Studios, Boston's home for sports is WBZ-FM and HD Boston. 98.5, The Sports Hub. The Beasley Media Group Station. Sports Hub headlines.
Jaylen Brown tied a career high with 42 points. Celtics lost again to the 76ers. 122-110 was the final. Joel Embiid countered with 38 points of his own. Philadelphia sweeping the 2-game set against the Celtics. Celtics back home tomorrow hosting the Cavs. Tip off at 7. Bruins close out their first series with the Flyers tonight at TD Garden. Puck drop at 7. Judd Surratt, Bob Beers. They have the call of the game starting with the Duncan Bruins pregame show at 6:30. Here on 98.5, The Sports Hub. Patriots news, Matt Patricia coming back to New England will assist Bill Belichick and the Pats coaching staff in a variety of roles. Red Sox agreed to a 2-year, $14 million deal with utility man Enrique Hernandez last with the Dodgers. Headlines brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-thru oil change, reminding you to stay in your car for contactless service. They'll make sure your car is running at its best for when you need to be on the road. Visit GetAnOilChange.com to save up to 20% on your purchase. I'm Jim Murray for Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We've got Boston sports covered, coming and going. 98.5, The Sports Hub. When the games are on, this is where you can talk about them. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Final kneel down of the game. Don't need to snap the ball again. Tampa Bay Buccaneers 30, New Orleans Saints 20. Tom Brady's the man. The Bucs are the team. And we have defeated the New Orleans Saints, our nemesis, over the last 3 or 4 years.
I'm not going to lie to you. I have no idea how we follow the Gasper and Deckerhoff experience. That was Gene Deckerhoff, voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You heard Jim Murray's masterful impersonation of Gene Deckerhoff for the last hour. How do we follow that? I don't know how we follow that. It's Matt McCarthy and Leroy.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit Flutie Foundation.org to get involved.